And I think she was had by football team one night. Nothing really.
Uh-huh.
You know? And George made a mistake of calling her a whore. But she was. But she chased George down the second story building hall. George running the boys' bathroom, thought he was safe. He come right in there. George dove. The windows come out like this. Uh-huh. George, he was skinny. Mm-hmm. George went through the windows and fell. They expelled him for 2 weeks. But he went through the windows, you know, down to the second ground. Uh-huh. And now George now, I think Mr. asked George something. George started talking about something else because he thought he was talking about what he had asked him. He thought he was talking about something else. He didn't understand what was being asked.
Uh-huh.
You know, because he wasn't very bright. And all George did was try to get Jimmy to take him down to the Shirley. You know, and cause I think George was 20. And let's see, then there was Michelle. And then there was, what was the other one's name? There was a lot of real good-looking girls in there. And all Jimmy did was still there talking about, you know, about them. And they give Mr. that one. I'll guarantee you, if you reminded Mr. remember that class. If he didn't remember another class he had in his life, he remember that one. Because he, you know, they'd ask Mr. you know, like, Michelle was talking to, I can't think of her name, like, talking to her in the old pencil sharpener. I bet she wore that pencil out. She sharpened it up. They told Mr. We was all hanging around. There was Adam. What was his first name? When was a bunch of us sitting around and asked Mr. said, Jimmy said, Mr. look at Michelle. He looked around and saw her, and he said, looking, complaining. Jimmy said, just look at her. He said, Mr. kept looking, said, what's wrong with her? You know? Jimmy said, turned to him and said, you wouldn't like none of that? By the time, from his suit, you know, from his white collar on up, turned the prettiest shade of red you ever saw in your life. You know, right then, we're having bullshit sessions. And he didn't mind, you know, a little bit of cussing or nothing. You know, as long as you kept it within bounds. As long as nobody wandered out in the hall and up down the hall, you know, do anything you want. You know, just, we'll get through the quarter. That's all, I mean, you know, through that. And so, by the time it was over with, session was over with, we were going to teach the class. So everybody, something bad about it, he'd be trying to teach. And I bet he didn't talk to two people, because everybody had their own little, you know, talking to one another and all.
Mm-hmm.
He'd get mad and turn over a few desks. People say stuff to him like, sure, you've had a hard day, but don't take it out on us. You know, they'd harass him, give him a hard time. And Jimmy asked him, said, did he have a girlfriend? And he says, why, sure. And Jimmy says, let me see a picture of him, you know? And he said, well, I don't have one with me. He said, he called him a liar. Told him, said, you're lying to me. So I bet she's the oldest girl in this town. You know, all this stuff. You know, and I thought, God. You know, and George and them be riding him about, you know, you going to bring a picture of her tomorrow? And he'd say, yeah. And he wouldn't bring it. And George says, what would you do if you caught her with another man? Mr. I'd probably chase him down and when I got the car stopped, I'd run over and snatch the door off the, you know, he'd be in the descriptive, you know, and snatch the door off the car, you know, and all like that. And she, he said, and I'd drag him out and I'd probably beat the hell out of him. Jimmy goes, bullshit. And all, you know, they gave him a hard time, boy. I remember I went up there after I graduated and he remembered me. He remembered all of us in there, I guarantee you. Marshall, that's who it was. Both of them, I think, are airline stewardess now.
Mm-hmm.
At least I know Marshall is. Because they're all real pretty. Weren't very bright, but they were real pretty, though. And and Jimmy, he's a bird boy. Like, he was sitting in Bob's.